Recording in progress.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Eye Opener Society.
Hey.
You have me, Gary.
Me, wonderful. Hannah.
Yeah, her Hannah. We're here again, thankfully, as always. Love doing this show. It's sacred ground to us. We love this.
Yes, we do.
I tell you, we are actually recording back-to-back episodes because all of March, we just want to get it all out of the way because what I find so funny is that with this current administration, even though I'm making $13,000 more than my previous job, I still have to work a second job. Is that not sickening?
It's so sick.
Yeah, so I'm going back to my second job just trying to make ends meet. And so we wanted to just cram everything into one night. So we're doing a little back-to-back episode. So if you are watching us on either Rumble.com, which is our new one, Rumble.com. If you search Eye Opener Society, I'll make sure I put a link in the synopsis. You could see our podcast now live. And I'm also going to put them up on YouTube if you haven't seen them on YouTube yet. I'm trying to shy away from YouTube a little bit, but Rumble is uncensored. I kind of like it. We could put up whatever we want on there. And we're also, of course, eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co. You'll find everything there. And you'll find Reaper Apparel. Reaper Apparel, there you go. Our new live commercials that we're doing for them. In the middle of this show, you'll hear another one. So just get used to it because, like I said, they're a great company. And I'd love for everybody to just at least go check out Reaper Apparel. Listen, Hannah's last episode, right? Your last one, man. It was just last night on our time now, recording time. And I still can't get over it.
Yeah.
I'm still I think it put me in a really kind of a bad place.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
No, but that's in a good way. I mean, yeah. Like I said, people needed to hear that. But today I'm going to be talking about nothing matters. Nothing matters. And now what I mean by that is, well, if you realize when you're going through life, a lot of people were raised. I mean, I was raised too the same way. You get up, you get a job, and you do this, you do that. There's some sort of rhythm everybody has to be in. Once you get to a point in your life, or if you're spiritual as I am, and you're opening up your eyes, and you're seeing things for the way they are, none of it matters. So I'm always thinking about that. I'm always why are we programmed, and why do we continuously program ourselves to just fall into these traps that just make us miserable in the long run? Usually not right away, but in the long run. Here, let me give everybody a little bit of an example so you get a taste of what's going on inside of my head. If you think growing up, and you're always told that you need to, get a job, right? And you need to go to college. That's usually the first thing, right? At least back in my day, it was you got to get college. You got to get a good job that way, But then when we get older, we start to realize, and especially nowadays, we're realizing that college is just a sack of bullshit, really.
Yeah, I didn't go to college.
Yeah, I never went to college. Well, I went for a couple classes. I just got six credits, but you get nothing out of it. Nothing but debt. That's what you get out of it.
Yeah.
That's what really it's designed for, unlike a trade school where you pay a little bit less, but you go out into a real field where you're getting your hands dirty, learning a real trade, and you get, paid much better, and you can pay off the loan real quick.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. There's just so much stuff that we are programmed and we got to do. We've got to buy a house. Mm-hmm. We got to have a big house. We got to have the cars. And it's basically lies. And what I mean by it is we're human beings. But I'm always questioning what really is a human being.
Yeah.
And what are we really programmed or designed to do? Well, it's not what we're doing. And we just programmed ourselves. And I just got to try to figure out, where did all this come from? Where does it start?
Where did the standard get set?
Right. Where did it start? And it had to start sometime in the very near past, actually, because, when we go back ancient times and all, I know they had systems and they had things going, but there was so much going on, I think, spiritually more than anything else, that we were such higher powered beings.
Yeah.
But we lost it all. And somewhere along the lines, in order to lose it, we were just programmed, you know, by saying, okay, as you go through life, these are the things you got to do. These are the steps you should take, you know? And then we realize, everything's just lies, really. Take, for example, like even food, good nutrition, right?
Yeah.
Lies, man. It, like when you really look at, you know, how the government's set up and the food pyramid, and then, you know, it's like all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, you know, this is really wrong, actually.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't matter. What about you? Do you think of anything like that that, you know, you've been told and taught?
I do. I kind of like look at like evolution and I'm like, what happened? Because it's like, yeah, it's like embedded in your brain. You know, I remember when I was in school and, you know, they send you home with a bunch of pamphlets and papers like, here's the food triangle. Here's the portion ratio that you should be eating. Here's what you should ignore. And it's just like, where the hell did this come from? I understand like scientific studies and everything like that, but like, where's the logic? You know, like, I don't get it. You know, when I grew up, it was just like, you know, it is, like I said, it's embedded in you. Like, you have to grow up. You have to take these amount of classes in order to graduate. I'm sorry, but I don't remember the last time I fucking used long division in my life, okay? I didn't want to be a mathematician, so why was I put through trigonometry and algebra 1 and 2 and all this other crazy shit? Like, for what was the reason, you know? I think about that all the time. I'm like, I'm one of those people that, and I've discussed this on like my Facebook and stuff millions of times, but it's like, I'm one of those people that is like a firm believer that why aren't we teaching things that are valuable to kids in school? Like, why aren't there classes to teach women and men how to do their, like, do their taxes or change their own oil and things that actually fucking matter in everyday society life?
Yeah.
How to change a tire, you know, like realistic things that actually matter. You know, I feel like the only classes that I took something away from in school is like home ec, which is like cooking class, and sewing class. And I did, you know, what is it? Shop. So I learned how to use like power tools and things like that. But like, other than that, I'm like, ask me if anything else matters, and it doesn't. You know, I don't use history. You know, I use basic math, but I don't use like crazy math. Science, completely unrelatable to my career, you know? So it's just like one of those things that it just constantly goes to my head. Like, I wasted 12 years of my life at school and, you know, only needed certain things of this. Couldn't I just wrap that shit up in 1 year?
It would have been nice.
And been a kid.
Right. If you actually enjoyed your life, instead of going through all these years of grade schools, middle schools, high schools, maybe colleges.
Not for me.
Yeah, your life becomes kind of wasted because we're sitting here with the indoctrination of these schools, the education systems, and yet nobody knows how to be a human being still. We all come out, we're all assholes, we all, you know, do stupid things. So where does it come from?
Man.
Why is nothing working? Why were we not taught survival? How were we, you know, never taught how to make a fire or, you know, maybe some people go to camp or, you know, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts or something might have learned stuff like that, but it's never a mandatory thing.
Yeah. Like, when did this, like, where did our beginning roots of society just start to change into mathematics and things like that? Like, when did the resourceful, you know, things go, you know, you're not taught how to make a fire in an emergency. You know, I learned from a Facebook video, if you were ever trapped in a car, what to do, you know, you take your seatbelt and you smash the, you know, I wasn't taught that in school. Isn't that something useful that people should know? Like, you never know what could happen in the blink of an eye. You know, you could be trapped underwater or, you know, you're kidnapped or something. Like, and that's a useful tool in life. You know, I'm not saying that school is worthless. You know, I actually was one of those weird kids that actually enjoyed school when I wasn't being bullied. I liked, you know, the way it made my mind work. I think that's just an OCD thing for me. I liked my brain constantly working. I'm still like that to this day. I don't like slow days at work. I like things that keep my brain busy because it distracts my head from other things. But I'm just saying that I just don't agree with the whole learning shit that's not going to matter to me in the long run, you know? And I, the one thing about school too, like that, like I don't get why it matters is like, why are we to say like, or a school district is to say like, oh, this child didn't ace these tests or whatever, so they need to get held back. You know, you're holding back someone from life at that point in time.
Yeah, and how some people deal with testing compared to the way other people are testing. And, you know, and schools are indoors. And I think it was Sweden. I seen something. I think Sweden held outdoor classes.
Yeah. Classes in the outdoors. My school had outdoor classes a lot when it was nice out. Like, we would just go out and sit on grass. We would, like, you know, they would have blankets and we would all just sit outside, which is great. I love that. And then gym was, like, always outside when it was nice out.
See, stuff like that should be mandatory. It just, you know, it's, we would then become more human. We'd start taking in more of nature and we'd start understanding, you know, how to regulate our body temperatures again. It's always inside, you know. It's being done incorrectly and nobody wants to change it because it keeps getting more and more strict. We're starting to get more and more into this routines that just don't matter.
Yeah.
But let's jump outside of school. I mean, school and education is one thing. I always talk about this, especially now because I'm so done with work. And it's it's not even like, well, I'm not going to go into the whole previous podcast of, you know, don't let the corporations bully you. We've done like almost two episodes on that. But here's the thing, like I had mentioned, I have a book sitting, you know, up on top of that refrigerator back there. It's just a binder, just loaded with certificates and certifications from when I started working back, you know, in my field back in like 1990 and all the way up till now. It's just sitting there. And I sit there and I think, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Let me go a little bit deeper because in my current job, when I came in, the person above me was actually on his way out, retiring. And so I've seen him for 3 weeks, and I seen him on the day of retirement. And I drove around with him for a bit, and he was talking about, I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I have all these certificates and all. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, does it matter? And he's looking at me trying to come up with an answer. I was like, you're retired. What does any of that matter? And he's saying, well, maybe if I get, because this is the other thing, because I'm talking to other people that are going to be out the door like within a year or so, and they're all talking about, oh, I could get this great job, you know, with this industry and that. So I stop and I'm thinking about that. I'm like, don't we strive to retire to get away from work? Or why are you thinking when you're retired, you're going to get your dream job? Shouldn't you already have had your dream job?
Yeah.
Lived it, worked it, and now you're retired? Why are people striving to become so much better when their work is done? And don't let me get into the whole retirement system. Why we got to wait until like 70 years old and we have all medical problems and then we're retired. What are we going to do? At that point,
you're
what do
so
we do?
Broken down from this system that for some reason we are dictated on. Whoever set that rule, fuck you, in the most ignorant way possible. And then you're, you know, you worked all those years and you're broken down. And by the time, you know, retirement age hits, you're dying or, you know, you're struggling with the bare minimum that's provided to you and you end up having to go get a part-time job or move into a smaller home or something, even though you worked your ass off to have that home. It's just outrageous to me. That's a topic that infuriates me because, you know, when I see like older, like generations, I've seen, unfortunately, people who I've loved pass away because, you know, they worked for so long in their life, and then by the time they're retiring, they're so burnt out, and all they do is sit in their house, and the medical stuff develops, and they just kind of gave up because they're just so tired, and they just feel like with old age they can't do anything, so they died, you know. And then I have my grandparents who, you know, they're both still alive. They both go out and then they enjoy life, and But, you know, they're struggling because the system has just failed them.
Mm-hmm. System's failed everybody.
Yes, the system has.
Don't realize this. The system has failed everybody. And it's just designed to make the system better for the system, not for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
And it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, to the whole mm-hmm. nothing matters. Mm-hmm. It's just like, we just all need to open up our eyes and stop thinking that we have to do this, we have to do that. You know, luxuries are nice, but I've come to realize that, like, I just literally said this to my husband this morning. I was like, you know what? I can afford my bills and I have a roof over my head. I have a roof over my son's head. My son is taken care of. Being poor doesn't matter to me because you know what? At the end of the day, when my bills are paid and I hardly have any money left, you know, at least I have that. But I'm not going to stress because I can't afford this luxury thing, or and I'm not going to stress and do the overtime because I'm not going to break myself down and let that system that we all are forced to live in win. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to enjoy my time. You know, kids are only young once. You have one chance to parent your child, and you got to do it right.
Mm-hmm. You got to do life right. And speaking of doing life right, with our last episode, since it was so deep and so intense, I know I wasn't speaking properly. I mean, we were both upset and all that. And I was trying out three different cameras all at once.
Yeah.
And because I was looking over the video, but I'm going just to one camera. I think it's easier.
Yeah.
But only reason I'm mentioning this is because Reaper Apparel, since we're getting into life and all that, back in 2020, life had really come to some sort of disgusting turmoil, really. And people were depressed, anxiety. We had to learn to live in a way that we are not designed to live. And for what? Well, this guy, Dan, from Reaper Apparel, he went through all the anxiety, all of the depression, and he decided, you have to live. You have to live every moment. And those of you that listen to us, you know the Eye Opener Society has always stood behind small businesses. And this is one small business that gives back. And their message is very strong, very powerful. It's in all of their clothing. So here's what we do, because like Hannah and I talked about with Patreon, we never wanted to do a Patreon. We also don't really like asking for donations, but we were, because it does help out. But you get nothing out of it. So if you want to get something, if you need gifts, if you need something for yourself, holidays, birthdays, whatever, and people, you know, enjoy some really neat gear, go to reaperapparel.co. reaperapparelco.com. I'm actually going to pull a link down, and if you follow that link, you automatically get 10% off. Just for being part of our little society, you get 10% off at Reaper Apparel. So that's reaperapparelco.com, or just follow the direct link. And what happens is, if you make a purchase, you get 10% off. We get a little kickback. The company gets their, kickback as well. Everybody's happy. Everybody's making a little mm-hmm. bit. And we're not going to become rich. But like I said, if we make just enough, $20 a month is all I need. Pays for the website, mm-hmm. you know?
And our code, just in case you just go to the website, is it the Eye Opener Society or just Eye Opener?
Just Eye Opener Society.
Eye Opener Society, mm-hmm. 10%, and that's 10 with mm-hmm. the percent sign.
Yep, just put that in. If you go to reaperapparelco.com, just on your own without following our referral link, yeah, you put in Eye Opener Society, 10 and the percent sign, boom, 10% off. Works either way. But we want you to check it out because they got great stuff. I mean, their logos, their shirts, the sayings, there's a meaning behind all of it. It's live mm-hmm. life. You got to live life because, you know, the end comes quick. Don't sit around thinking, hey, I should have done that when I was alive. So live your life. Wear some cool gear doing it. Hannah's a size small. I'm a size large. Okay. Guys, buy us some stuff. Yeah. If you buy us stuff, email us. go to our website, eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co. Email and say, hey, listen, we got you some cool gear on Reaper Apparel, okay? That'll be one way to be really cool. We'll probably give you a shout-out on the show for that. So, true. Yeah, going back, you made a good point on that with being poor. That's really my whole idea behind this. I was like, we're ruled by money.
Yeah, we are. It's exhausting.
It is. We, like, here I am, we're struggling. I said, you know, just give us $20 a month, you know, just so we could pay for a freaking website. That's all I'm looking for. But I'm not looking for the riches. I'm not looking for the excess. We get taught, indoctrinated into our brains that, you know, we all need to be better than the next person by having more money, bigger house, better car. Nonsense. It's not that
way. It is nonsense.
Being poor is sometimes less stress, less headaches, even though you think you're always worrying about money, but
or you're
why?
Less fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up poor. I grew up where I didn't have those huge Christmases. I grew up getting things I needed, necessities. And I think, and I'm not saying that rich people are, you know, entitled or anything like that, or they're not amount to be, but or not humble, but I think I grew up very humble because of not being, you know, fortunate and rich. And I think that's what made me into a person that I am today, is that I'm very humble. I'm very, yes, sometimes I overreact with situations, but I'm very quick to set myself into place and be like, you know what, this doesn't matter. Because in the long run, what's affecting me right now or what is killing me right now in couple months, I'm not even gonna fucking remember what I was so pressed about, you know? So this, like, back to, like, you know, nothing matters. It's just like, yes, there are certain things that can matter to you, but the bigger picture is what I'm saying is that the materialistic shit does not matter. A competition of anything of the sort, like, ooh, I have a bigger house, ooh, I have a bigger car, that doesn't matter. You know, get what makes you happy. Get what's going to make you content and not stressed out and, you know, torn, you know, oh, can I afford my $500 car payment because I had to have this car and now I don't know if I'm going to put groceries on my, you know, in my fridge. Stop thinking that way, because in the long run, will it matter? This goes back to that one podcast we had about the passage that we wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that shit going to matter when you're dead? Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, follow your passions. You know, if you have passions and it costs money to have that passion, be my guest. My husband is like that. He's got an 06 Mustang GT. We have dumped money into that bitch. We have put heart, blood, sweat, and tears in that. But you know what? We take time to do things to that. We don't rush it. We don't put ourselves in a hole because, you know, in the long run, it doesn't matter if it's done, you know, right away. It just, the thing that matters is that we're doing it together and that we have a plan for it and we're enjoying ourselves while doing it. It's not a set in stone standard thing that we have to do it right away. You know, it's like registration for a car. I could go on and on about this, you know, that, like, it's ridiculous how these standards are just there. It's like, does that shit really matter?
That's exactly the level of red tape, the level of paperwork, the level of what we are as a society. We are judged on credit scores. You know, we're judged based on the amount of money we have. We're judged based, you know, medical care. Trying to get medical care without any medical insurance.
Mm-hmm. Life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. You're judged on what your life is worth when you pass away based on if any you have pre-existing conditions. That is one of the most bullshit things I have ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do not need to live that way. We do not need to be judged that way. I usually take, like, myself, I picture, oh, what if I had that big, big house, nice car, or what if I was living in a forest, you know, in a little lean-to?
Mm-hmm.
My soul leads right to that forest. It does, because it's closer to our nature. It's closer to the way we are supposed to be. Our natural body rhythms are not based off of living, you know, within a house with like 17 rooms or, you know,
a car,
with leather interior. That doesn't feed your soul. That feeds your ego.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn to disconnect from our egos and start figuring out exactly what it is we truly need in life and what it truly means to be a human being. Because everything we're doing, getting up, you know, Mondays through Fridays, you know, the 5-day work week, all of this, none of this matters. We could stop at any time, but mm-hmm. we don't, because society's stuck in this.
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep doing it because money's driving it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And those that can step out, step away from it,
enjoy,
power to.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself, you know, live life mm-hmm. to the fullest. I always am a big advocate on, you know, appreciate nature and the world, because you have no idea unless you're opening your eyes mm-hmm. to see how much nature actually gives. And I think, you know, it mm-hmm. infuriates me is that like watching nature slowly just be less and less appreciated, because mm-hmm. it just, the sun and the moon and this, everything in nature benefits you in some way. And if you just stop worrying about the things that don't matter and appreciate what is just naturally out there, you'll live such a better life.
Mm-hmm. You would. And we would live so much better if we did just live. Take what that word means to you. Being alive, living. What do you really want to do? I made a decision, because right now, I kid you not, these past 6 months or so, my soul is just ready to leave. I can't work anymore. And it's not like I don't want to. I understand. But again, I understand it's just a system that we're stuck in. We don't need it. And I just basically said 2 years is all I'm given. But that 2 years could go down to 2 months, 2 days, 2 minutes at this point. It's not going to matter. Because you know what? We can survive. We really can if we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just learn to live outside of that system. And this is why I brought it up, is because it's been eating at me. I'm realizing more and more every day, the more my eyes are open to this, the entire system is screwed and nothing matters. All of these things that we worry so much about do not matter at all. And we need to stop being so hung up on it, so depressed over it, so wound up over it. And learn to stop stressing and start to learn how to live a different life, a life that's meant to be for humans. ReaperApparelCO.com. Don't forget to check the link to get 10% off. Buy yourself some cool gear. If you love us enough, you'll buy us some cool gear on there and you still get 10% off. Check us out on eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co. We always got our stuff up there. We're on Rumble now, so if you're enjoying the podcast, a week later we release the video version so you can actually see us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's nothing spectacular. Like I mentioned, I had 3 camera views on your show and it's just too much. I'm sticking with 1 camera angle. But it again, with us, it's always simple.
Trial and error, you know?
Trial and error, and it's always simple.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some more great shows coming up for you. This was one of our quicker ones. We're going to try and shorten them down a little bit because I know everybody's attention span kind of stops. But we got more stuff to talk about. And we're going to get right back into recording. And we're going to let this month shine because we've been talking about some really great stuff. And we appreciate you guys, the audience. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, because I'm also considering another live this month if we could possibly pull it off. I'd like to do another one, because that's going to lead on to doing more and more and finding other ways to do lives too as well.
Yeah. But that wraps up this pod.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.